Okay. And you click on that, Google it, YouTube it, call, ask somebody.
Okay.
Or look at an old movie, or look at a real old movie based in South Carolina, see what happens.
Okay.
See what they call.
I understand.
Okay, okay. I was on the docket.
All right, well, I had, because we was waiting for a new member on the panel, so we was going to ask him this question, because we put it to the audience in the panel. The question was, would you want to have a big, big, big funeral, or would you be all right with just a little modest one? That was the question.
Okay. I belong to one of the three monotheisms in the world. The first one is, because all three of them, I belong to one of the three modern things that can trace their heritage back to Abraham. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, don't do it. Have something small, you know, just, you know, you got your family support, but nothing elaborate. And then, right, then after that, right, just have a nice, quiet, smooth wedding. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The more frugal it is, the closer, the better your chances to go to get into paradise. So to answer that question for me, small funeral.
That's what's up. Good. That's good.
But personally, I tell people this: do not bury my body, because I'm coming back to get you. My body personally do not deserve to be burnt, because it got into a lot of thick and thin. Okay.
Yeah.
All that walking I did do, you know this for a fact. All the walking I do and all the other things I do with my body, no. When they say rest in peace, my body needs to lay down, okay?
Oh, okay. No burning then.
No, you burning me, I'm coming back, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, all right? Trust me, when I get done with you, P.S. to y'all women that's over 40, I know when y'all get over 40, I start wearing y'all bras. sagging boobs looking in on me, all right? You look down into the casket, we're not having no sagging boobs, okay?
You said they start wearing their bras at 40?
No.
Oh.
Because you don't pay attention to that stuff. Women, if you look at older women, right, all their boobs are down around their ankles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
James Mansfield is the original four figure woman. Only reason she didn't get a lot of pressure, everybody was hooked on Marilyn Monroe. But James Mansfield, not Dolly Parton, is the first. I don't know whether you're old enough to remember this, right? The woman that introduced the world to the Cross Your Heart bra was designed for James Mansfield. She did the actual commercial. That's how I found out about. Okay. Then if you go on PBS.org, it's called In Search of the Pimp Girl. And it show all the women that come along. Okay. Like all the women that, like we, like during World War II and all that kind of, so all the women, all the so-called sweater girls,
What's a sweater girl?
This is the story. It's a couple of them stars. Actually, I have to Google it, but this is the story on that. A couple of them girls was found. The producer would walk in, right, and look at the woman and say, "I got a job for you." Mm-hmm. I call that the look. The next time I text you, I'll show you what I'm talking about. They had these sweaters on. And the way they was wearing their sweaters, they look good in it. And then what you call natural beauty. Okay, like the Native American women I send to you, the way they look, that's the look. They could be sweater girls.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
All right. And I got European, because I'm in the, it's called glamour.
Mm-hmm.
By women from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I got plenty of pictures to prove what I just said is facts. Of women that don't, that are famous women, that people, of women that never got to be famous, but they have what I call the look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the next question?
What's your topics?
Huh?
Wait, go ahead. What's your topics for today, Mom?
The topic is this one. In Massachusetts, an officer was charged after punching a handcuffed man 13 times in the face.
Okay.
According to the federal
prosecutor. You know what? Actually, right, I know you're the topic holder. We need to skip those kind of topics. Okay, because that stuff what you just said been going on since the Rizzo days. Nothing personal, right? You're not enlightening your audience. Okay? You got to enlighten your audience. So that's the same old crap.
Okay, so we skipped that topic. Okay, what's your next topic?
That one, yeah.
What's your next topic?
Okay. The next one is this. In California, insurance companies are now using drones to find reasons to cancel your homeowner's insurance in California.
You skip that one too.
Okay.
Yeah, because see, trust me, right? I got Pluto. I'm gonna go look at the West Coast. I got all the West Coast news stations in my phone. I'll go later on or tomorrow and look into that more deeply. But before, the reason I'm saying it right, because I guarantee, as soon as I'm big black with three missing teeth, it's all of those are over black folks' house. Over black folks, okay? All you have to look. All right, next stop.
Okay.
Okay. This is the next one. They are saying now that fast foods can now accept EBT cards.
Wow, about time.
Okay, all right now.
Wait a minute.
Now, right. Now, that's a good topic, right? Okay, that topic should be on YouTube, okay? For two reasons, right? That's pointed at poor people. Okay? See, the government, this is when you know that the government is in on it. All these years, they wouldn't say it was hot food. Alright?
Yep.
Okay? So now that we got Republicans basically in charge of the Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's, and not only that, right? Do y'all know about K Street in Washington?
I don't know about that. What's that?
All right, K Street. Go to Washington. Go to K Street. That's where all those lobbying offices is.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, right? McDonald's done got them a lobbyist to go up there on Capitol Hill, spend some of their money, right? So you get some of that. So you get our money too. Because it didn't make sense to me in the first beginning. The last time I looked, more hot food, hot, that stuff, that food, when it's hot, it's so ass back, I can't get a good sense out. They knew all along, like, hold it. They tried to be smart because they figured they'll make the money off just getting the food stamp. What's happening now, right? The folks who they want to keep on food stamp, talking about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our generations are getting smart. Like, your children going to college, right? All right? My Aunt Helen's child, she went to Masterman. She graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. When she was going to the University of Pennsylvania, she worked for Comcast. Comcast told her, if you can keep your grades up or whatever, we have to look out for them. And that's what they did. She was working in California and Disney's entertainment line. Now she done come up. Look, this is something you're going to like to call when I tell you. Now she done come up. She's back on the East Coast. Just bought a house. Like, every bedroom has a bathroom in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of money she made. Mind you, her mother went to Glass. All right, that's my point. Cause see, they already set the The Latin folks up. That's why they got all the corners, all the poppy store. And most of them are Dominican. I'm not being racist. That's a fact.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they got. So now they got. They didn't control the easy way. We don't have to. See, up here in this place has been a Commonwealth. They don't have to have a clan. All they got to do is figure out how to manipulate these kids that don't want to work. These kids think that what they're doing is going to go on forever, forever, and forever. All right? It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Just like they said, that's like they call it gentrification. Right? It's just like when in the 60s, when all the buildings, you've been around since the 60s, when all the big buildings was in operation.
I wasn't right? around in the 60s.
Okay, but your mother was.
Yeah.
She knows what I'm about. All right? But your mother was.
Yeah, I wasn't around though. It was too far to go for me.
Okay. But you know all those warehouses that's around us down here, right? It was all functioning, right? And since you wasn't around here, where that Thriftway is at, I mean, where that Stabilizer is at now, that land was owned by Penn Tooth. They had some a nice little warehouse.
Well, I thought that was Connie McPhil.
No, listen to me. I said where the Stabilizer was.
Yeah, but I thought all that was Connie McPhil.
Listen to me. If y'all stop riding y'all cars and walk the street sometime, you would know that Deliverance is sitting on Connie McPhil.
New Hope Plaza.
Hope Plaza, that Hope Plaza was from Beverly and
Sullivan. Right.
That's why it's called Hope Plaza.
Oh.
Oh, Tom, Hope Plaza, what we did now?
Yeah, that was...
Kentucky Fried Chicken and that on Bar Lehigh. Right there was the schoolboys had all that. You said all that. Right there at Bar Lehigh.
Yeah.
That's where the black baseball stadium.
I ain't never heard about that. You gotta explain that to me.
I had nothing to explain to you. I just told you. That's where the black ball station that's where the black people play professional baseball at. Okay? I can't think of that man's name. Frank Robinson was the first black man, right? So you know they wasn't playing in Connie Mack. And not only that, that's not the original. The original name of that park is Shay Park, right? Connie Mack bought it, and Connie Mack is the one that raised those walls up higher, because back then, you could actually do like they do in Chicago. Sit on one of those second floor porch roofs back in the day, like the 30s, you look right into the baseball field. But when Connie Mack come on, he didn't want to put that high wall up so you couldn't see in there.
Oh.
And one more thing about Connie Mack.
Go ahead.
Roy Campanella is from Philadelphia. He went to Grass. It's a historical sign up there on Grass property too. Roy Campanella, to this day, is the only man that could be in the crouch, you know, crouch down, and throw your ass out at second base without standing up. All right? And this is what he, and this is what, this is actually what Connie Mack told him. He said, you know what? You're a good player, but you can't be on my team. All right? Because he racist. All right? And all right. Then, right, one more thing, right, the reason they broke that, the reason that, the night, and I knew he was around for this, that 1980 World Series team, that they broke up, remember all them guys that, went, that won the World Series the first time? Them black, the reason they got them black guys off the team, because they claimed that Connie Mack had it written in the, what is it, the agreement, the contract for the Phillies, not to allow no black people, not to allow no more than 3 black men on the team. Okay?
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, what's the next time? I knew it now, you do. No problem. What's the next shop?
Next one is this. Band-Aids at Walmart CVS is among the Band-Aids brands is containing toxic chemicals.
Yeah, well, that's all of them. Somebody, oh, let me tell you something. Hmm? I know you remember this, Catherine, you remember when soap had, I can't think of it now. But anyway, the soap and stuff was so strong, right? When it went through the system, it was still bubble, you know, it bubbled up like it's just fresh. I forgot what it's called, but anyway, right? That's nothing. But to give them a reason for close down all these different Rite Aids and all that kind of stuff. That's all. But they built some new ones. There's a new one right there on Broad Spring Garden. That's the newest one.
Mm.
So all that is, that's just prop. That's money. When you hear stuff like that, that's about somebody trying to get money.
Oh, okay.
That's all that's about. Why all of a sudden is just them three come?
I don't know. Good question.
Okay. That's my point. When I could see, once I learned how this government functions, I don't even mess with it. Why do you think I don't have an internet? Okay? No. And then, right, ain't nobody said nothing about when they said, oh, your phone gonna ring at a certain time. What? What do you mean, all our phones gonna ring like a second time? That's what I said. Okay, friend, I know I'm not messing with y'all now. And it did. Matter of fact, my phone rang a minute ago. Because it happened on like 8:20 or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. Like 8:19. No, we're not doing that. Now, okay, topic lady. This is what I need you to do. Tomorrow, find out how much snow has fell in Colorado. Okay? Okay? That's what we need to know.
We're going to see how much snow this year or this month?
Yeah, this year. Past winter. All the way up to April. I want to know how much snow that fell. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I get the answer, I'm going to tell you something that they're not telling people.
Uh-oh.
All right, what's the next topic?
Well, the next topic is this. Susie is being pulled.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is it? Oh, wait a minute. Could you say that again?
Susie.
Who is that?
I don't know.
What is she saying, Carl?
Susie.
S-U-S-H-E, Susie.
Sushi.
Sushi, what about
raw
sushi?
Fish, yeah, being pulled from the shelves.
It's being pulled from the shelves in two states because it is.
First of all, right, you don't put sushi in a can. Okay. All right. That's propaganda. Wait a minute. That's propaganda too. All right. Anybody that know anything about sushi knows for the go to a place that serves sushi, right? And you're supposed to eat it raw. Okay. You do not put raw fish in the can. Only raw fish that go in the can is tuna. That's why it's all oily and stuff like that. Okay. Because the average person, who really eats sushi is not going to buy no sushi out the can. That's what the problem is. It ain't selling. It ain't supposed to sell.
Yeah, they don't sell sushi out the can.
Right. Now, she's got, see, it's contaminated because she got raw fish that probably haven't been sanitized in aluminum. You can do that. You can do that experiment yourself. Take some fish, wrap it up, put it in a can, cover the can, send it in the refrigerator.
Hmm.
See what it do for us. See what it do. We all know if you don't take it, we all know the first thing you learn when you're a kid, don't eat no tuna fish that's been in the refrigerator for a long time because you get ptomaine poison. Okay? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? Folks are getting ptomaine poison. Ptomaine poison.
Yeah, ptomaine poison.
Because you're eating fish out the can. You don't eat no fish out the can.
No.
And especially if it ain't been refrigerated.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
Woo.
All right, what's the next one?
The next one is the free library now gives streaming service free.
Oh, wow.
Screen service? What's screen service?
Streaming, that's the internet. You get the free
internet. I'm not doing that because they don't let me watch no porn in it.
No, they don't let you watch.
There's no need to be streaming nothing.
Yeah, they don't let you watch porn in the library.
That's why I can't watch. Look, that's the only reason that's the only reason I'm going. And I guarantee you, this is a book that's actually in the main library downtown. I bet you I can't stream the Kama Sutra.
Okay?
So they just playing with this stuff. What's the next one?
They said if you go to the main library, you can use an e-library app, and you can put these shows on your TV.
See, I don't want to see nobody's show. I want to see what I just said. The Kama Sutra or some good smut, okay? Other than that, I don't have no time for those. Why would... Now tell me, check this out. Why would you give people a chance to stream something in a place that's supposed to be quiet?
Well, you got headphones.
Dude! You know how I laugh? No, wait a minute. You know how I laugh?
Yeah, but you know you in a library,
hey, listen
too.
To me. I don't care. That's my point. You're not going to break me. You're not going to... That's my point. That's my point.
They just asked you to leave, that's all.
Uh-huh.
The library asked you to leave if you're making too much noise.
But see, but you let me, but see, I got a case. Because you're telling me, I do. Because you're telling me you want me to come to your library and enjoy myself, entertain myself. If I can't laugh out loud, why am I going? That's my point. Okay?
Good point. Point taken.
All right, you can't make my name Dexter, bro. No, bro.
Next topic. All right,
what's the next one?
Okay, the next one is this. 1,500 passengers was trapped on a cruise ship.
Mm. Oh, I saw that. I saw that one on the news. That's what them dumbasses did.
Why you say that?
Because it's no reason, right? The cruise ship is called, it's one of the Norwegian cruise liners, right?
No reason, yeah.
See, that's my point. Now, here we go. Because I see this commercial all the time. You see how it be cruising down the river, going down the ocean, right?
Yeah.
They didn't tell you that it was fraud. I've seen, because I watched Mega Brother.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I love that. I watched
them. I watched them build five star. No, we could go more stars there. We could go seven star cruise line.
Okay.
All right, I mean, cruise line, right?